Welcome to the Process Breakdown Podcast, where we talk about streamlining and scaling operations of your company, getting rid of bottlenecks, and giving your employees all the information they need to be successful at their jobs. Now, let's get started with the show.
Chad Franzen here, co-host of the Process Breakdown Podcast, where we talk about streamlining and scaling operations of your company, getting rid of bottlenecks, and giving your staff everything they need to be successful at their jobs. Past guests include David Allen of Getting Things Done and Michael Gerber of The E-Myth, and many more. This episode is brought to you by Sweet Process. Have you had team members ask you the same questions over and over again, and this is the 10th time you spent explaining it? There's a better way and a solution. Sweet Process is a software that makes it drop-dead easy to train and onboard new staff and save time on existing staff. Not only do universities, banks, hospitals, and software companies use them, but first responder government agencies use them in life or death situations to run their operations. Use Sweet Process to document all the repetitive tasks that eat up your precious time so you can focus on growing your team and empowering them to do their best work. Sign up for a free 14-day trial, no credit card required. Go to sweetprocess.com, that's sweet like candy, S-W-E-E-T, process.com. My guest today is Jeremiah Gall, president of digital banking and mortgage at Profinium Bank. He oversees digital banking strategy and mortgage operations. With over 15 years of experience in the banking industry, Jeremiah has developed a deep expertise in the in financial services, risk management, and client relations. Throughout his career, he has successfully led teams and implemented strategies that drive growth and enhance operational efficiency. Jeremiah, thanks so much for joining me today. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me today, Chad.
Yeah, great to have you. Hey, tell me a little bit more about Profinium and kind of what you guys do. It's probably self-explanatory, but let me know.
You know, you think it is. Profinium's a unique name, though, honestly. So we're actually a community bank. We've been in business. This is our 150th year in business. So we've been around a while. So we're in southern Minnesota. We have four different locations. Our original locations, they're the ones that have been around forever, are down in Martin County. So, you know, southern Minnesota, we've opened two new branches over the last 15, 20 years in a little bit larger cities and things like that in Mankato. And so, yeah, but we offer all the things that you'd expect from a community bank. So we have your deposits, your loans, we have the mortgage, and we also have insurance and investments. So we have a lot of different pieces here. And just like with my title says, you know, the digital banking, we know that's where banking is going. And so we offer quite an array of things that are just available right online, account opening. And so we try to keep up with those big banks.
So you are a client of Sweet Process. How did you kind of come across Sweet Process?
So we came across Sweet Process, I think it's been almost 4 years now. And I've been at this bank for almost 10 years. And one thing that was very apparent to me, as well as our other teammates, is it was very difficult to keep all the procedures organized and how we do things. And we were using company folders. I'm sure, you know, a lot of businesses, you know, have done that before, where they have Word docs or PDFs or various things. And so it was something that I had at my last job. We had something similar to Sweet Process, and it was huge. It really helped training new people and things like that. So we started looking for that. We started looking for something like that. Mm-hmm. And we did. We probably vetted a good half a dozen different, you know, platforms that would do something like this. But honestly, at the end of the day, Sweet Process was just honestly the cleanest and simplest. Like it just really did what we needed to do. And it made it easy for everyone to create new ones, add new ones, update it, and things like that. So that's how we ended up running across Sweet Process.
Yeah, awesome. So what were maybe some of the issues you had with the system you had? But I know you said you had something that was great on your previous job, but when you got here, what were some of the issues that maybe you had with the system you had been using, or even other things that you tried before you landed on Sweet Process?
So before Sweet Process, again, we're using a company folder, which meant that it was really reliant on people always updating that, and also making sure the wrong people didn't change the doc, because if it was a Word doc and you didn't have it locked down, that means anyone could change it. And so you had a lot of those issues. But what ends up transpiring from situations like that is people then print the document because one, they can't find it all the time because all of our procedures weren't in one central spot. We have different divisions and different departments. And so this department would keep them in this folder, this one would keep them in this folder. And you'd end up with people having printed copies in their desk that were old, you know, and so they would be following a procedure that was probably updated. So that was a big thing we ran across. People would keep them in their emails and it just wasn't in a central spot and no one was using the same thing consistently. So it really drove that need and honestly to make us more efficient. And we also ran across it with our new hires too. When we're hiring new people, it was, okay, how do we do this? Well, we had people with the knowledge, but if that person wasn't there that day, how are they being trained and how are we training them uniformly?
So what does your onboarding process look like now with Sweet Process?
So now with Sweet Process, we've actually been able to build that out quite a bit over the last few years. All of our departments have various folders in there, and then in those folders, they have subfolders. And so we have an HR folder, for example, and that in an HR folder, we have our procedures on as far as how to onboard an employee. They all get access to Sweet Process right away. So based on the area of the bank they're in, that's one of the first things that they get trained on is we're going to talk you through how to do all this stuff. But then we actually set them right up in Sweet Process and they can actually just jump to that procedure and actually just work through it. So it plays a big role in how we actually train our team.
What would you say is different about Sweet Process than maybe other things that you've used?
So one of the nice differences is the fact that it tracks all of your versions. So a lot of times you have to make changes, right? So you have to make changes and not everyone's in a procedure every single day. But if you have that, when we have that ability to see what changed, someone can just go in there. They can see the newest version. It turns it green. So everything that was added is green. So they don't have to read the whole procedure to figure out, okay, what changed? It's simple. It's what's green. And everything that's red and with a line through it, that's everything that's been deleted. So that's a huge way in how we're utilizing that. That's one of the key differences. A nice thing, another nice component of it is you can actually set it up for when they need to be reviewed. Mm-hmm. So you can set it up so this is reviewed annually. And then annually, you're going to get a notification that it's due. You'll also see it in the procedure list that, you know, this is coming due. So it keeps you on track of things. Because for us, for our community bank, examiners and stuff, they like to see those procedures reviewed annually. That's one of the things that they really like to see because that tells them that we're staying on top of things. And so having that piece in there, that really helps us get there.
How was it to implement Sweet Process for you guys?
Implementation was easy for a lot of reasons. One, because it's not like we really had one before. So we didn't really have a strong procedure platform outside of those folders. And so just actually getting in there and just creating them was pretty simple. It does allow you to actually import. So if you have Word docs or Adobe PDFs, things like that, you can actually just import directly in. And it'll do a pretty decent job of formatting it for you. Now, you may not like it, so you may end up tweaking it or things like that anyways, but it really was huge when it came to that.
So for you, as the president of digital banking and mortgage, how has it made your life different or easier?
Well, so because I do get to oversee those two divisions I work with, you know, a nice group of people, it makes it nice because we are a community bank. I said we have 85 people, but my divisions don't have that many people. Like in digital banking, for example, there's only a couple of us because we don't need many people to do that. Mm-hmm. And in mortgage, there's only a handful of us. So what happens if one person is out, you know, if they're on vacation, if they're out sick and their backup needs to do, well, their backup doesn't do their job every day. You know, in fact, they only have to do it a couple times a year when they're on vacation. And so having these procedures in there allows that person to be like, oh, gosh, I don't remember exactly how to do this. But you just go in there, you find the procedure, and it's going to walk you through step by step.
Okay.
And that's the other
nice
thing about it. You may not even know what all the procedures are called, but you can sort these things by tags, and they just have a general search on here. So you can just type the word you're looking for, and it's going to tell you every procedure that word's in.
Yeah, that's huge. That's very handy. I found that same benefit. I have one more question for you, but first tell me how people can find out more about Profinium.
So finding more about Profinium, you can go to www.profinium.com. It's an easy site to navigate. Just go there. You can see all the great products we have. Again, we offer everything you can imagine that you'd expect from any kind of community bank. And again, we have the technology and those pieces that will compete right with the big banks. You can open accounts with us in under 5 minutes. So it's pretty slick.
Very nice. So if someone's listening out there looking to streamline operations, what advice would you have for them?
I would say definitely look at SweetProcess. It is a great platform. A lot of banks just don't have that right now. At least a lot of the community and regional banks that I partner with sometimes is they don't have these components. And what they don't realize is if they get something like SweetProcess, it will make everything much simpler because your training simpler, your ongoing service is more consistent because everyone's doing it the same way and they know where to find it.
Okay. Hey, Jeremiah, great to talk to you today. Thank you so much for all of your time.
Yeah, thank you, Chad.
So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Process Breakdown Podcast. Before you go, quick question. Do you want a tool that makes it easy to document processes, procedures, and/or policies for your company so that your employees have all the information they need to be successful at their job? If yes, sign up for a free 14-day trial of SweetProcess. No credit card is required to sign up. Go to sweetprocess.com, sweet like candy, and process like process.com. Go now to sweetprocess.com and sign up for your risk-free 14-day trial.
Hi, this is Owen, the CEO and co-founder here at SweetProcess. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast interview, actually, you know what I want you to do? Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That way we get more people aware of, you know, the good stuff that you get here on this podcast. Again, go on to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Looking forward to reading your review. Have a good day.